Weiter in Shas. We're in Zvachim Daf Yud Beis. We get upon Yud Alfa Beis by the middle of the page about a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zakt the Heilige Heilige Mishnah. We saw the Mishnah Daf Beis that if you shecht a Karb Pesach not for its sake, lo lishma, on Erev Pesach, that it's obviously going to be no good. Now the Gemara Mishnah says Mishnah Pesach Shechto Shachris by Basar Shlo Lishma. What happens if it's on Shachris? That is, in the morning of the 14th of Nisan. Oh, fascinating question. Really supposed to be done in the afternoon. So what I'm doing in the morning, he says it's like he did it on the 13th, and it's good. I says the Pesach b'shar, you must have shana chashav leis, considered like the best of the year type of Pesach. Ben b'sera posel kila nishach ben abayim, he says like you did in the afternoon. Rashi says, but Gemara mafarsha, the Gemara is going to explain that. Amar Shimon ben Azai. Although we saw the Mishnah Daf Beis said that if you have anything which is shechted lo lishma is going to be good, except for Pesach and Chatas, those are not going to be good. Now we see a arguing, someone argues on that. Shimon HaSeh, Mekubal ani mipi shivim ushtayim zakein. I got from 72 judges, meaning from, as she says, Bekamar Mefarsh, Amaya Lotana zakeinim. Just say zakeinim. Why zakein over here, right? This is second with the Sanhedrin. Beyom sheo shivu esra b'yelazar ben Azariah b'yeshiva. This is on the day when they appointed Elazar ben Azariah to be the Nasi. Shekola zvachim ne'achalim. In the case of all karbanos that are eaten, as she says, aval olalo, not including an ola, shenizbichu shalolashman, ksherin. If it's on shalolashman, it will be kasher. Elishal olabailam, mishubchava, but they're not going to be olalabailam, as you got to bring another one. Chutzman, a pesach, and a chattas, except for a pesach and a chattas. What's he adding over here? He's adding that an ola also is going to be no good. Velohos, because it's not eaten. Velohos, if benazi ela ha'ola, he's only adding an ola. Velohos, the chum, did not agree with him. Rashi says, Velohos, if benazi al divri chachamim lifts, so chus, bezachatas ela ola, he's adding this a concept of the ola. But the chum did not agree, and it's like we saw in the Tanakham in the first Mishnah. Says the Gemara, we mentioned in the opening of the Mishnah that a Pesach that's shechted on the morning of the 14th is going to be not lishma, but Yeshua says it's going to be good, it's like it did on the 13th. It's, you know, no sheiches. The Beis Mishnah says it's going to be pasul, it's like it did in the afternoon. This is the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Amar Rabbi Hoshaya. Mach Shoyah ben Beseira ben Pesach shechtu shachas by Abasar lishmo. He ben Beseira, it was the one who had said that it's going to be no good if it's done in the morning. He says he's machshir a pesach that's on in shachas if it's on the shmo. Interesting. Says Rashi, that is vavali zmano lefikach pasul shalol the shmo. It's pasul v'zal the shmo. Kida amar al chesma beis pasul v'zmano shalol the shmo pasul. The kuli yom zmane zimnei who, because the entire day is considered its time. Umayki ilu, and what does it mean when it says uses the lashon of Ki'ilu, it's like it was done bein harabayim. Like when it says in the morning, Mishnah said, yeah, in the morning, it's like you did it bein harabayim. Why are you using such a lashon over here? I did amar Rabbi Yeshua ki'ilu, since Rabbi Yeshua says it's ki'ilu, it's like he did on the 13th. Amar Yunami ki'ilu, he also used the lashon of ki'ilu as if it was done on the 14th. Yahachi, if that's really true, adamitzki b'shalo l'shmo, instead of having this machlokas about but it's on the shmo or not done the shmo, the fugubil the shmo. They should have their argument should be only if it's the shmo, right? We should have been Misera. The machlokas is about whether it's done the shmo at that time or not. Right? Since the machlokas is based on just the concept about the proper time of the Pesach, it should have just been said straight up. If a Pesach was shechted l'shma on the morning of the 14th, it's going to be no good according to Yeshua. And according to Misera, it's going to be good. That says Gemara, e if fugubil the shmo, if they would have argued in a case where the Pesach was done lishmo, havamina aval b'shalo lishmo, and then I would have thought that it was done not lishmo, modir b'yoshua l'ben b'seira, I'm sure would agree to ben b'seira that it's going to be no good. Holu miktsaso ro'oi, because part of that day is fit for it to be brought as a carbon Pesach. Komash malon, if it comes to tell you that according to b'yoshua, a Pesach is going to be good when it's checked in the morning of the 14th, if it's done, lo lishmo, not for its sake. I voksev bein arbayim. How could we say over here that this concept ben b'seira is saying that if you did in the morning, it's going to be good? The pasuk says bein arbayim, that's got to be done. The carbon pesach can be done bein arbayim. How could it be done in the morning? It's going to be okay. Amar ula b'reim d'rvilai bein shnei aravim. What does it mean bein arbayim? It means bein shnei aravim, between two aravim, two nights. That is, one night and the next, right? So the Korban Pesach can be shechted the entire 14th. It's already after the night of the 14th, which is Ravi before, and the night of the 15th. Therefore, Bein Arbay means Bein Aravim. Says Rashi, Me'elos HaShachar Ad Shkiyas HaChama. The Hainan Bein Sof Erev Desmo, the end of the yesterday's night, Tchiyas Erev Deorta, and the beginning of the tonight's night. Frakta Gemara, that's fascinating, really. Is that how you want to explain those words? So Tamid Chsiv Bein Arbayim, when it says Tamid, which is Bein Arbayim, Hachin Ami Dekuli Yom Mekashi, you want to say that the carbon Tamid is going to be Kasher the entire day? We know when it says this, Akev Sechat Haseh Bein Arbayim, it means only the afternoon. It says Gemara, No Hasa Mid Chsiv Es Akev Sechat Haseh Baboker, because the Pasuk starts out by saying the Kev Sechat is done in the morning, the Mechlal, the Bein Arbayim Mamish. So that's coming to tell you that case is going to be different, and the Bein Arbayim means literally Bein Arbayim means in the afternoon. What don't we just say that one of them can be brought in the morning, is the Kavasachata Sebaboker, and the other one can be brought Kuliyam, can be brought the entire day. So if you want to bring it right afterwards in the morning, you can. If you want to bring it in the afternoon, you can bring it in the afternoon. Now, for the Gemara, Echad Baboker, it's the Kavasachata Sebaboker, below Shnaim Baboker, not two can be done during the morning, therefore the second one has to be brought, Bein Arbayim, which is the afternoon. Okay, what about Neros? Right, the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash was lit every day, right before it became the night, and it burned until the morning. Neros tachsiv bein arbayim machinami deguli yom kashi. When I say that it means the entire day that's going to be kasher, that's what it means. No, shani awesome over there. It's different tachsiv because it says me'erev ad boker. The pasuk says from evening till night. V'tanya was in a brisa me'erev ad boker tein la midasa. And that's coming to tell you from the evening until the morning, give the menorah its midah, how much it needs in order to be able to light for that long. It says Rashi, Chatzi lug l'chol ner v'ner, kachshir v'chachamim leilei tkufas tivei, shelo tichpe kolel, it shouldn't go out the whole night, but tamas v'nisan v'tishrei, in tadluk shlish hayom, lo ichpaslan. Back in the Gemara, give each thing the amount that it's going to need, should take the lekas v'lechas me'er v'boker, that it should light from the evening until the morning. Now, Rashi pointed out that, yes, you need it during the winter nights, and during the summer nights, which the nights are shorter, we still give that amount, but we know the menorah is going to end up burning into the next day, no longer. Dover acher, ein lecha avodak sher me'erev aveyad boker elazubulvad. You don't have any type of avoda that's done from, which is going to be good from the evening until the morning. Only the lighting of menorah falls into this particular category. As Rashi says, bottom Rashi on the page says, "In lecha avoda me avoda shehina muros b'yom." I said the name kigon avoda sadam v'kamtzu v'ktoresh shiksherim me hadlakas neros ve'elech shezum miucher sekul. And this is beyond and later than all of them. Frekta Gemara, but Ketoris is saying Bein Arbayim, Ketoris says Bein Arbayim as well. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, that was done in the morning and in the afternoon. Hachinamit Kuliyom Kashi, you want to say also that means the entire day that it's going to be kosher. But we know, as we know that the second one can only be brought at night, in the afternoon. It says Gemara, shiny Ketoris. Now, the Ketoris is going to be different. Beep, turn the page. The Ishkis Leneros, because we compare them to Neros. And since the Menorah is lit in the afternoon, the Ketoris is also going to be done in the afternoon as well. It says Rashi, Ubahalos Aharon Vigomer Vehainu Bein Arbayim de Ketoris. That's the Bein Arbayim of the Ketoris, right? Because the Pasuk says, Valos Aaron is a Neros Bein Arbayim Yaktirena, right? So it says when Aaron lights the candles in the Bein Arbayim, he will going to burn the incense, and the incense mean the Ketoris. And this is coming to tell us that the time of the Menorah is lit. It's also going to be the time the Ketoris is going to be brought. Practically, Gemara, but also Namiksev Sham Tisbach is a Pesach Boerev. By the Korban Pesach, what is the Lashon? It says the concept, it says that you shall shecht the Tizbach, you shall shecht the Pesach there in the evening, which is saying that the Pesach can be slaughtered only after Chatzos, only after midday. So Bein Arbayim can't mean the entire day, like we said. It says, no, hu li'ichor li'uchar davar hu da'asa. That pasuk is coming to push off the Korban, that it should be done when? That it should be done. It shouldn't be done until after the Tumid shall bein Arbayim, the time he went to the Brisa, Yeuchar Davar Shenemer bo Ba'erev Ubein Harbayim, Ledavar Shalonemer bo Ella bein Arbayim Bilvad. That the thing, meaning Karm Pesach, which is said about it, Ba'erev Ubein Arbayim, should be pushed after something which is said about it only the Lashon of Bein Harbayim. So the Karm Pesach can be done the entire day. And this Pasuk is teaching that. That if it was not brought until the afternoon, then you leave it until after the Karban Tamid. Though we learned in other places, the Karban Tamid has to be the last Karban that's brought. There's an exception to this rule, and that is the Karban Pesach. Umiyika midi, the ilu shachet le mitzafra, amar zimnehu, v'chimati pinar abayim armati uchar davar. One second, is there such a thing like this, that if somebody shechs the Karban Pesach in the morning, then you're going to say, oh, it's done in the proper time. But when you wait till the afternoon, you say, delay it, hold it off until later. That's a very strange shtickle. Says Gemara, in, sure, we find such a case. Da'am Rabbi Yochanan, halacha, mispalel shel mincha, ve'achakach mispalel shel musafin. Says Rashi, in the Omer Rabbi Yochanan and Maseches Brachos, the halacha is kedivrei Omer, how you lefana based tefillos. If you have two tefillos in front of you, achas shel mincha, achas shel musaf. And if you have two tefillos, one of mincha, one of musaf, sheshalav elo espalos shel musaf. Unless you didn't daven musaf, ad zman chaverta mashinala, until it goes into the zman of the mincha. So yeah, you push it off, and first you do mincha, then you do musaf. Even though we know that musaf is able to be done in the morning, and mincha can only be done in the afternoon, if mincha comes, then musaf gets pushed off till afterwards. And here also, even though the Pesach can be brought in the morning, if it wasn't brought then we push it off until after the Karban Tamid. Frak the Gemara. Now hold on one second. Ubein arabayim dechsiv gav kitaros veneros lamali. Rashi explains, since hol uminayu lo v'mashma lo bein arabayim mamish, since we're not learning out that it means bein arabayim, literally in the afternoon, umibayu leikra achrinim, we need other psukim lefrushi to explain that, then why do we use the word bein arabayim in the first place? Right? It's not coming to teach you in the afternoon, and these other psukim that teach that of the menorah and the gertoris are done only after chatzos, then what do we do with bein arabayim? If you're going to explain it to mean bein erev le'erev. V'od, and furthermore, heishiv rebbi tachas ben b'seir le'divri rebbi Yoshua. Remember back to our Mishnah, we had a machlokas. What happens if you shechted it on the 13th? On the 14th, I'm sorry, in the morning, Rabbi Yoshua said that the Pesach is considered lo lishmo, right? A Pesach lo lishmo in the morning of the 14th is going to be fine, like it was done on the 13th. And that's what Rabbi Yoshua argues, and he says it's going to be no good because it's considered like the 14th. But we know that Rebbe actually goes according to Ben Becerra. Heishiv Rebbe Tachas Ben Becerra, the Dir Rebbe Yoshua, lo. He says back, no, you're not right. He said that it's going to be a kasha to Kathinga do in the morning of Lola Shmok. Yamar Pishlosha, because you could say that if a Pesach is done, Lola Shmok on the 13th, She'in Miksasa Roy, no part of it is Roy, Tomer Bar Basa, She'in Miksasa Roy. The 13th, no part of the 13th is Roy to be brought as a Karban Pesach. It's the 13th. Tomer Bar Barsa, you want to compare this to the 14th? She'in Miksasa Roy, that part of it is fit to be brought because the 14th of the afternoon certainly is good. So that's the way that he speaks, saying, well, the 14th is partially good. Vim Isa, now if it's really the way of Oshai understood by Messiah that the entire day is good, if it's really true, the Kulo Ro'ehu, then the entire day, the 14th is fit for Pesach, and that's just part of it, like the Loshon of Rebbe. Masi Rebbe doesn't agree with this type of idea. Rebbe, who goes like Ben Becerra, he said straight up that only part of the 14th is going to be fit for the Pesach, which goes against Rav Oshaya, saying that Ben Becerra considered the entire day good for Shechting of Pesach. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan. So then, what's Ben Becerra? How does he work? Ella, Rabbi Yochanan. Posel haya Ben Becerra ba Pesach sheshachtu ba abaso shachris. Ben Becerra would actually passel a Karban Pesach shechted in the morning of the 14th. Ben Lishmo ben Shaloshmo. Whether you did Lishmo or lo Lishmo. Holu miktsaso roi. Since part of that day is actually fit to be bringing the Pesach. If you did it Lishmo, he's going to say it's no good because it's only done in the afternoon. Right, but it's not considered a shlamim because it could have been brought as it could be a valid Pesach later in the day. Therefore, if it's shechted shelo lishmo, it's also no good. Right, so it comes out from Rebbe Shtickel and what we said earlier that this is the reason Ben Becerra's din of our Mishnah. Okay, interesting. It says Gemara, Megadif ba Rebbe Avo. Rebbe Avo was shocked by this, such as Behad the Rebbe Yochanan. That was Rebbe Yochanan was saying over here. Im Cain. If this is true, that a Pesach is going to be no good, whether it's Shechta Lishma or Lo Lishma in the morning, as you want to say, Rashi Zim came to Bein Lishma, Bein Shalol Lishma, it's a way possible, then im kein pesach kasher leben b'seira hechem mishkachas la. How do you kind according to Ben B'seira that there's going to be a pesach which is kasher? Rashi says pesach kasher b'zmanu l'shmo leben b'seira. How you find this hechem mishkachas la? If the owner designated today, meaning right now, on the morning of Yudalid, Rashi says Yudalid b'shachris, then dachoy meikaru, it's rejected from the moment that it became set aside. Rashi says the b'shas hafrasha lo chazil lemidia, wasn't fit for anything. V'shemini li Rabbi Yochanan d'amer dichoy meikaru have a dichoy. If it's not for the meat, it's not for the gamri. Shol heretzos, it won't be the heretzos, so it can't be used anymore. Vida v'shemini l'meas when he set it up yesterday, meaning on the 13th. Then nira v'nidchahu, it was once fit and then rejected. What does that mean? Nir v'nidcha. Nir v'nidcha means is that even though it could have been used, let's say, as a shlamim on the 13th, when the 14th comes in, it's no longer to be used for anything. Right? According to everyone, you have a carbon that was set and able to be used and later became disqualified, can't be used again, even if the original reason gets knocked away. So Ravo is asking now, how is it possible, according to Ben B'seira, to have sets an animal up as a Pesach? Rashi says, "D'chiyav for say chazi la'krivo shelo l'shmo v'chimati yodal chachus lo chazi l'midei v'nir v'nidcha." We're fine because Pesach Chinu Nidcha Klal, so we're knocked off. Omi l'shmo, omi shalo l'shmo. The adzman shchita, so until the time of the shchita, chazil l'shlamim, can be brought as a shlamim. Ubizmano, during this time, chazil l'pesach, chalil b'misera, d'achi, we're going to be knocked off, right? So again, according to Chacham, it's not an issue with the Chacham of Yeshua. They argue with b'misera, come before him, because according to them, the animal's never totally knocked off on the 14th. In the morning, it can be brought as a shlamim, in the afternoon as a Pesach. Only b'misera is going to be issue because he says that the animal is going to be no good on the morning of the 14th, no matter how it was done. Elam Revo comes and explains to Hey Laacher Chatzos. Set it up and designate it only after Chatzos. Rashi says Biskachas La Pesach Kosher. The Bemeser B'Mafish Laacher Chatzos. Time is Man Shchitos of Chatzi V'Chazi L'Shmo. It's you know it's his man and now it's Roy to be done L'Shmo. Abai says a few things. You could even say that it was set up and designated in the morning. Rashi says Ein Kan Dichoy Meikara Over Roy Ayom Ein Kan Chisar and Zman Riyoso. Right, so I feel the term of tzafik, the more thing is in mechusar zman lebobayom. Something, is that, this thing, is that called mechusar zman on that particular day? The Pesach wouldn't become rejected if it was designated in the morning of the 14th. Papa Amar, I feel the term meorta. You can even say that he could designate it meorta, which means what? The night before you can even set it aside. Laila in mechusar zman, because something that's set up at night is not considered lacking zman. Why is it not considered lacking zman? I'm glad you asked. The Tanya of Rabbi Yishmael, Leil Shemini Nichnas Ledir Lis Aser. An animal can be brought into a deer, into a pen, to be misered the night of the eighth day after it is born. We know that a carbon is not allowed to be brought from an animal the first 7 days when it was born. And the Gemara learns out that an animal can't even be meisered for to be shechted as a meiser. The Braisa does say that an animal can be meisered the night following its first 7 days, meaning the night of the eighth day. And that's what we're saying right now. Says Rashi, Lo Shemini Nichtas Avlad L'Sasa V'Kaimel V'Bechares V'Vek Meiser Behema V'Chusir Zman Einu Nichtas Aldiya L'Sasa. So you're not going to go and put it into the pen. Ukad the Rebbe Ap Turiki. It's goes to Rabbi Turiki. The Rabbi of Turiki Rami. So we have a problem with Pesuk over here. It says it was written under its mother for 7 days. Ha Laila Chazi, which is being mashma on the night of the eighth, it's going to be chazi fit. On the eighth day, it's where it's able to be brought and it's going to be acceptable. Now we got a little bit of an issue here. Ha Laila Lo Chazi, but during the night it wasn't fit. How does this? How do you put this together? And for the Gemara, Laila Likadusha, the night is fit to be Kadosh. Rashi says, "Roy Lakadisha." V'afkav Dol Chazi Laila Lakrava. Even you can't bring it as a carbon coming under Makdish Lay. Makdish Amal Laila in Mechusas Man. So I call Mechusas Man. Holom Acher Yei Roy. It's going to be Roy tomorrow. V'yom La'artzah. And during the day, it could be brought as the carbon. So the same idea in terms of Pesach, you can get it ready the night before, and it can be brought the following day. Now, Ravoa said that let's designate after Chatzos on the 14th. Amar Rav Zera l'Ravoa, Rav Zera says Ravoa, Lema Kasav Rabbi Yochanan Bali Chaim Nitchin. So you want to say that Rav Yochanan holds that an animal while it's still alive can be in a state of Nitchin, can be pushed off? Rashi says, Mi de itzuch lan l'shnuye aliba de mafrish l'acha Chatzos. The fact they're saying it's mafrish after Chatzos, because the fact that we said that must be that because if he did it earlier, then it's going to be Nitchin. But it's still alive. Dilom b'shmi alach, if not mine bali chayim nidachem roi lafrisho liolam de dilma ein dichoy ela b'shchutin kigon mace hamishtalech yishafech adam b'mesechas yuma. And that is, it must be, we say Rabbi Yochanan holds that living things are able to be dichoyed from the mizbeach, right? You have to find a case that the animal wouldn't be rejected. So Ravo assumes that according to Yochanan, an animal can be permanently rejected even when it's still alive. And he's arguing with that idea. We found in Yuma, as Rashi brings down, which says that an animal can become permanently rejected only after it's shechted. Amalei says back to him, Dam Rav Yochanan, that's true. Behemoth shel shnei shutfin, an animal that belongs to two partners. Hiktish chetzev, one partner is maktish, half of this animal. Rashi says, Echemem, only one of them comes along and he maktish. And then he goes and he buys the other half and then he's maktish the second half also. Kiddusha ve'enu kreva. The entire animal becomes kadosh, but it can be brought on mizbeach. Rashi says ve'enu kreva holu b'tchilas hakadosha lo near lahakriv. Since at the beginning time when it became mukdash, half of it wasn't able to be brought. The chatzia ha'isachul and half of it was chulin v'dichoy me'karu. Now it's considered knocked off. Hilkach ena kreva can be brought. Od kreva od v'tira v'lochem b'dameh acheres. And you go and you let it graze until it gets a mum, and then you sell it, and then you buy another one with it. Va'osa tmura, back into the Gemara, so kedusha v'ene kreva, va'osa tmura, and if you go and you exchange with something else, it makes tmura, Rashi says, the ha'inu de shutfin, right? It's not a shutfin anymore. And the tamura can also, it becomes like it, that it can't be brought on the mizbeach. So you see something can be dechasized even when it is still alive. Shmami Natlash, learning three things from here. Shmami Nal Bali Chaim Nitchin, that animals can be rejected from the Mizbeach, even when they're alive. Shmami Nal Dichoy Meikar V'Dichoy, that if it's rejected initially, from the time that it becomes Mukdash, then it's forever. Shmami Nal, we also learn from this, beep turn the page, Yudal from Yudal Beis Amabes, Yesh Dichoy Pedamim, that there is a thing of permanent rejection about something that only has monetary value, monetary Kedusha. Because if you have an animal that's not able to be brought as a carbon, it becomes a mukdash, it doesn't take on a full degree, right? Kedushas aguf, it just becomes kedushas damim, right? That it's got to be sold, and then the money goes towards buying a new one to take its place. So according to Rav Yochanan, when the first one is makdash, is half, only half becomes kadosh, since half is not fit to be brought as a carbon, it takes on the kedushas damim. And therefore, Yochanan is saying that such an animal can never again become brought as a carbon. So we learn out this idea of dichoy, permanent rejection, applies even to an animal that is mukdash only for its money and hasn't yet got a state of kedushas ha-guf. Amar Ula, Amar Yochanan, ay, achal chelev v'hifrish karban. Let's say a person who eats chelev, and then he realizes what he did. Obviously, he's done b'shogeg, and what he's doing, he goes ahead, he sets aside a carbon chatas to go ahead to fix out what he did wrong. V'heim yirdas, and then this person goes off the derech. He becomes a mummer. He goes off. Says Rashi, nidcha mikarban. Right, so what happens, it goes off, it's according to Rashi, what happens is, it's according to Gemara and Chulin, his carbon is nidche, v'chazebo, and then he goes and he does tshuva. Hol v'nidche yidche, since it was nidche, it's yidche, it's pushed off. When this guy goes off, it can't be brought anymore, therefore, it should be pushed off entirely, and it's done even when he comes back. He's got to come up with a new one. It's my nami. We have another thing that says, Amar Rav Yirmi, Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Yochanan, Achal Chelev Yifrish Karban. Let's say a person goes and eats Chelev, and then, you know, obviously did it Peshogik. He set aside a carbon, Vinishtata. And then the guy loses his mind. Rashi says, Nidche, the Bein and Das, Bemesach Zerichin, Beperika Omer, Mishkali Alai. Right, so this person goes, he loses his mind, it's going to be Nidche. V'chaz Vinishtafa, and then he goes, he comes back. Rashi says, Shaket, Me shamumo, he going all har nishpet, the metagamin, all Tura Shulia. Then as he came back, he became very peaceful, and he's in a good state of mind. Once it's nitcha, it's already nitcha. You have to give us both of these cases. The Ashmin and Kamaisa, which is about the case of the person who went off the derech, Mishum dehu dachil nafshi v'dayim, because this guy did it on purpose. Therefore, it's done. Skis. In this case, where he didn't do anything, he just lost his mind. Memele kiyoshin dami. One says it's like a person who's sleeping. A person who's sleeping can't go out and bring a carbon over here, right? He's not in the right state of mind. He's like he lost his mind, so to speak, because he's sleeping. Yet it's still going to be okay. Here too would be okay as well. Therefore, it's telling you that's not going to be the case. You have to tell that also. V'yashmin and hacha, and if it was just said the din over here, the person who's insane, mishum de'im b'yadolachso, this person's not up to him to come back. Aval hacha de'ish b'yadolachso, the person who went off the derech has the chance to come back. You could always come back. You could always come back. And you don't have to go mamish. And Malom, he's saying, it wouldn't be a problem. And Shrikha, they have to tell you that yes, even that case is going to be a problem as well. By Rabbi Yirmiya, Achal Chelav Yirvish Karbon. Instead, it goes to the person that's Chelav, and then they go in their mouth and they set aside a carbon. Rehu Bezin Shechel Mutter. And then Bezin say that Chelav is Mutter. Right? This is obviously a mistake. How is Chelav Mutter? Rashi says Nitcha Lo De Ilu Avar Hashta. Now it's Nitcha because if right now he would go and he would do this, Labad Carbon. It wouldn't be a carbon. You wouldn't have to bring a carbon. Darmin and Baharios, like we see in the Bezin areas. Yachach Asmaros Bezin is going to be Potter. And then they went back on what they said. Now it's going to be Din. Miavik Dal. Is this considered a dichoy? Allah is not considered like a dichoy. Amalei Ahu Saba. It was this elderly great sage, such as Yirmiyah, ki pasach Rav Yochanan b'dichuyin. When Rav Yochanan started talking about the concept of dichuyin, meha pasach. He started with this case. Rashi's v'dorish ba sheyitcha. A darshan that is knocked off. My time, why does this show the case of dichoy? Because Hasam Gavra Idchi, there in the case of the guy who went off the derech, or the guy who loses his mind, the person himself was pushed aside. The carbon lo idchi, but the carbon itself wasn't. There's no problem with the carbon. Rashi says, Gabi Mummer Vishota Gavra Idchi mi carbon. He moved away from the carbon. Carbon lo idchi, Torah Schatas, Zos lo nidchis mi Yisrael, minak sherin, aval hacha Torah's carbon zeh nidchis minakol. So there, it wasn't, the only thing that was pushed off was the Gavra, not the Chefsa. Carbon lo idchi, but hacha, carbon nami idchi. Over here, even the carbon itself was idchi, by the case of the Bezin. And therefore, yes, it's got to be considered nidche, dichoid, and moved aside. Says the next part of Mishnah, Rav Shemir ben Azai, Mikublani, Mipishiv, Mishtayim Zakein, that only carbonas that are eaten are going to be good when they're shechted, not for their sake, right? But not a carbon. Ola, but it's not like that. So you have a chatas, a pesach, and the ola. Lama Levi says, Shem, Zakein. Why is the lesson of Zakein? Rashi is listening to Zakeinim. Let it say Zakeinim. The Kulu Bechada Shitsa Havakami, because they were all within one opinion, the one Shita. Rashi is Bishiva Acha. So Yosrin, Kulaki, Shechad, it was like they were considered all one. They all sat together and they all agreed. And it's telling us the lesson of Zakein to show that everybody agreed with this sheet over here. Lahosef Benazei ala Ola. The only thing Benazei is entering, adding to the situation is the Ola, right? That the thing that's going to be when it's on Lo Lishma. We have the Chatas, we have the Pesach, and he's adding an Ola to that also. Amrav Huna, my time at the Benazei. What's your Benazei? Ola hu. The pasuk says it is an ola. Ishe le'ech is satisfying to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. He l'shmak shera. When it says he, right, then it's telling us that an ola is done l'shma. Then it's going to be kosher. Shelo l'shma psula. But if it's not l'shma, it's going to be pasul. Aye, but Hashem namik siv behu. It is l'shem of there of who. That's only read after Achtaris Imurim, like we saw earlier in a few daf ago, or we saw daf hey. That's only written later on. Rashi says, "V'leka lemidrashe liyikuva da'atzmo shelo hukter amur kasher v'hai hu darshina lemelzachiti." We pass in Tars and something else. Says Gemara, "Hai nami la'achar Achtaris Imurim hu dasif." What do you mean? But also, with the ola, it's written after the Emurim. So how can you go and learn it from there? Then Ola is going to be no good if it's done Lalishma. Trehuk Sivit. No, the two times it says the word. Kabe Ashim Nami Trehuk Sivit. But it says by the Masa. Rashi says Trehuk Sivit. Femina Shemi Inyan La'acher Akhtara Dahak Siv Chad Tenev In Lavaris Dam Lulish Lulishman. Let it be the passing the Dam Lulishman. Chad Hu Ksiv Be'el Be'el Ola Shel Miluin Be Olas ben Tzon. So it says it two times. I but Oshem Nami Treg Huksivi Rashi's Chad Betzavas Aaron Achar Torah VeChad BeVayikra Oshem Hu Oshem LaHashem VeAfagav Delekel Chad Minayu Nechsev Gabi avodas dam tena echad be'im in your lekach as ba'ola. Right. So we also have the two things over them. So therefore, one should be used to teach an asham that's done. Has to be done for its own, for lishman, or if it's working, if that's going to be no good. Ella ben azay mekavachomer maisila. Ben azay must learn from mekavachomer. Umachatas she'eno kalil chatas not completely consumed. Shachta shalosma psula. If he did a shalosma, it's going to be possible. Ola she kalil lo koshkin. Ola is completely consumed. Then of course it's going to be no good if it's done shalosma. Says Gemara, hold on a second. But malachatas she'eno mechaper. It's a chatas is mechaper. Therefore, it's more chamor. You can't lose it as the kal and the kavachomer. Pesach yuchiach. What about the Pesach will knock that issue away? That the ability to be mechaper is not the main issue over here, because the Pesach is not being a kapara, and if it's done lo lishma, it's going to be no good. But mala pesach gains mala kavu, but as a set time of when it's going to be brought. It's got to be brought in the afternoon of the 14th, which is more chamor than the ola, which can be brought any time of the year. Chatas duchia, chatas will show you that that's not an issue because it doesn't have the fixed time. Chazar din lo rizik rizay lo rizik rizay. It's out of Shabbos shemen shein kachim shchata and shalishma pasul. After you have ola, should include ola also. She kachim shchata shalishma is going to be psula. Says Gemara, but why is that a raya here? Maybe matzal Shabbos shemen sheishban tzad kares. They both have kares involved, right? Chatas. It's going to be a chaper for something which is done. There's going to be karis if it did on purpose. And the Pesach is not going to be a chaper for it, but ask Sheikhas the karis. If you don't bring it, it's going to be chayav karis. So the chatz and the Pesach have that idea that they're half karis connected with them, but the ola doesn't have anything to do with karis, so we can't learn that from the Pesach and the chatz, and the ola, the lishma, is going to be puzzle. Ben Azai, what's the answer? For the Gemara, Ben Azai, beep, turn the page. Sad karis lo parach. He doesn't care about the fact of karis. That's not the... That doesn't impact over here. Rashi points out that he says that one thing has nothing to do with the other. Tzad karis l'parach, l'fisha enu shava b'shneim. They're not both equal to each other. The chatas enu onish karis ala avaso. Elish al shigas karis uba. It's not that for bringing it, but on a shigas karis that's brought. Pesach onish karis ala avaso. It's on when you bring it. Right, it's on the fact of bringing the thing or not bringing the thing. Asham nami laisu. So frankly, Gemara. So let Ben Yase learn out from this idea, from the Korban Pesach Chatas, that Asham also is going to be no good if it's brought shelo lishma. Says no Asham parach. Asham goes and knocks that off. Pardon. Asham is parach. You can't learn that from the Chatas and the Pesach because you can knock it off by saying malat zada shava shaban. What's the tzad shava between that of a chatz and pesach? Shekain yeshno b'tzibor k'yachid. They apply it to a tzibor just like you do as a yachid. And asham, though, is only brought by a yachid. As a gemara, if you buy same another answer, to bring my ben asher, we go and put him into ola. Tzad karis nami parach. He does go and ask the kasha from the karis. Therefore, he can't learn out ola from a chatz and pesach. Ben asher, gemara, garmila. But he has this idea that an ola... It's going to be no good if it's brought for the sake of something else. He has it as a tradition, straight up. This is just what it is. Rashi says, Gemara Garmila mipi ayin bezekinim kidetan, like we learned enough, you're not from base. V'adu Gemara Avhuna kavachomer, as you learned kavachomer, lomer lechadid batalmidav. He only said it in order to sharpen his talmidim, and he did this as a mistake to test his talmidim to see whether or not they're going to catch what he's doing. He wanted to go out to teach them to make their own kal v'chomer. As Rashi says, "Sheyikshu lo tshuvas tshuva alav inami shidun libam lios charifam lidrosh kalim v'chamurim aleim kibenazay." Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.